When you were at Tulsa Central, you went to a game. You and Patsy drove to Stillwater for a basketball game. And while driving back, you heard something on the radio.
We had gone over to Stillwater with Bill Connors, the great sports writer for the Tulsa World, he and his wife, Nita. We had gone over in Bill's car. He dropped us off there at Tulsa Central, which is the old Tulsa Central, which is downtown. We got in our car, and we were driving down Peoria there at 21st Street, and on the radio we heard Eddie Sutton, head basketball coach at Tulsa Central, his home burnt to the ground tonight. We looked at each other, rushed home, and the firemen were still there. We had a little three-bedroom brick home. It was completely destroyed. The brick was still standing, but anyway, it was quite a shock. And one of the neat things, Oral Roberts tried to hire me three different times as the head coach at Oral Roberts University. He had befriended me when I was the coach at Central. Richard must have been about a seventh or eighth grader. Mr. Roberts played golf out at Tulsa Country Club, and I got to play golf with them several times. And he loved basketball, and so he kind of knew who I was and followed my career. I know Mr. Roberts, some people didn't like him as much as others, and so many people loved him, and he was a wonderful man. The next morning, about 10 o'clock, Bill Connors and a couple other friends of mine and I were out there just nosing around our house. He drives up in his car and brings me an entire wardrobe of his clothes. I mean, he and I were the same size. He brought me sport coat, slacks, shoes, socks, suits, underwear. He brought me the whole thing and said, well, I know you lost everything. I thought I could help you out a little bit.
Wow.
Then after that, like I said, there were three different times. When I went to Arkansas, that was one time he tried to hire me when I was leaving Creighton and going to Arkansas, and then a couple other times. But he was a man that I always admired for a lot of the wonderful things that he did and for being able to build such a great university.